Larry will be out in 1 minute. Now, you folks see that flashing sign up there? Now, that sign says applesauce. No. I'm kidding. It says applause. Ray, do me a favor. Could you flick that once? All right. Now, remember, you're all a big part of the show, so the better you are, the better Larry is. Okay, now you see this gentleman? Now he's giving me this sign, and it says, we're on in 10 seconds, so get ready to have a good time. All right, here we go. This is exciting, isn't it?
In 5, 4, 3, 2...
From Hollywood, The Larry Sanders Show. Tonight, join Larry and his guests, John Lovitz, Maya Lovitz, Steve Duchesne, and me, hey now, Hank Kingsley. And now, because we've tried it with just the desk, and it really isn't the same, Larry Sanders!
Tuning in tonight. You are a great crowd. Was it hot enough here in Los Angeles for you? It was about, I live in the valley. It was about 110. I don't know. My dog ran by and burst into flames. It was one of them. And rolled to put himself out because he'd read the pamphlets they pass out to dogs. A new government study announced today, I don't know if you saw it, that a vasectomy, which, by the way, I have never gotten because who wants to be in a cast for 6 weeks? And then, you know, everybody wants to sign it. And it's a benefit. A vasectomy is supposed to lower your risk of actually transmitting sexual diseases. The next option is a bad haircut. Also, yesterday, Christie's, the auction house in New York, auctioned off a 150-year-old condom, and it was bought by a man who paid $6,300, but was still so embarrassed, he also bought an $8,000 toothpaste tube and a $5,000 pack of razors. We have John Lovitz, Kyle Lovitz. Don't slip around. We'll be right back.
You're well padded, so I think you'll be
You know, right. I am exceptionally well padded and insured. So let's get down to this. I'm a big hockey right. fan, and this is kind of.
You want me to help you?
And yet, I've never ever played hockey in my life. So now, you wouldn't know that to look at me, though. I grew up in. Okay, here we go.
Jorka, what's your hair? Help me with that.
Now, thank you. This is actually the same outfit you wear to drive in L.A.
Put your glove on, sir. There you go. Just like that. All right?
No, you put me on.
There you go. Oh!
Loved it. Just great. Props.
I'll take the cup off by myself.
About tomorrow's show.
Yeah?
Carol Burnett called. Her writers have come up with a cunning little sketch for you two.
Great. I always wanted to do a sketch with Carol Burnett.
And a sketch you will do.
Good. It's great.
You need some help there?
I got it.
And we've scheduled the bug man.
What kind of bugs is he bringing?
Well, he's only bringing two spiders.
What?
Two spiders.
Spiders?
He calls it the tarantula arm races. He takes a dead fly, puts it on your head, comes saw. Then he puts spiders on each arm.
Yeah.
Sit very still while the spiders race up to your head.
Give it to me again.
A dead fly
yeah.
on head comes yeah. saw.
Yeah.
Sit very still. Uh-huh. Spiders race arms head.
One more time.
Dead fly. Spiders.
I'm not so sure about this, Artie.
Oh, come on.
What?
2 minutes ago, you were willing to take a puck to the nuts. Now you're crying over a couple of bucks.
I'm not crying over it.
Oh, you don't want to do it.
I didn't say that.
Come on. Come on, Larry. This is a showbiz tradition. Gigantic fuzzy insects crawling on your body, lions crapping in your lap. It's great television. Yeah. You'll be hilarious doing this.
I'll think about it.
Huge laughs.
I gotta go.
Huge laughs.
I gotta go.
Huge rolling in the aisle left.
All right, I'll do it.
Good. Get out of here, you big successful talk show host.
Where are you going, Larry?
Oh, will you stop with the spiders already? Well, what do you think? They're going to go in your show tomorrow and they're going to crawl up your arm and then bite your eyes so you go blind? And then they're going to just crawl in your ear and lay eggs, right? And then hatch and build like this big Santa Fe-style, you know, Spanish adobe house in my hair. Then you'll be jealous because you can't live there, right? Then they'll probably want to go to therapy and they'll talk about it for a year. But why can't move into his own head? And by the time you figure it out, the spiders will be eating your brain up and there'll be nothing left. It'll be just the point.
You want another espresso?
No, please. No.
You know why you don't relate to the spider thing? Because you've never had anything big and hairy crawling all over you, have you?
The night is young.
Ow!
Listen, thanks for dinner. I'll pay for it next time.
Oh, funny.
Oh, and listen, all kidding aside, don't worry about those tarantulas, all right? They're just the deadliest spider known to man.
Oh, you're such a jerk.
Yeah, I'm jerking my way to the bank.
Watch your step. I mean, career-wise. That was fun.
Honey, I didn't get a word in edgewise all night. All I said was, no more coffee.
Yeah, why did you just interrupt us like that? We were right in the middle of a big roll, honey.
Honey, you know, this is really not my idea of a fun time, having a comedy club in my own home.
Are you saying that because you watered down the drinks?
Funny, honey.
That's... Come on, we got to go see Lovitz on the show.
Honey, I don't want to watch Lovitz on the show, you know? You know, I hope one of those spiders bites you tomorrow night.
Now you're hurting me. Why are you hurting me? You know that I'm afraid of spiders.
Yeah, then why are you doing this stupid spider stunt on your show? I'll tell you why. Because you guys will do anything for
Oh, that is not true.
But yes, it is. Then why are you doing it?
Because it'll be funny.
You are so amazingly impossible.
I'm sorry. It's just that I get... Okay, look, when I get frightened, I babble. I'm sorry.
Well, honey, you don't have to do this. I mean, if you don't want to do it, it's your show. You don't have to.
Yeah, but it's more than just my show, honey. It's something, don't you think, I should do for myself?
Well,
it's pretty silly.
Okay, all right. So let me get this straight. You're willing to confront your fears if it's in front of 20 million people and for a laugh?
Okay.
So, can we start a family if I have the baby at the Greek theater? Huh? It's a sock.
But it's in the shape of a spider, honey.
Larry, you have rehearsal with Carol Burnett in 5 minutes.
Okay.
I have the proofs to the new publicity shots. Want to look at them now or later?
No, later.
Okay.
Okay? Well, I'll look at them now. You know what? Later. Okay.
Hey. Are you okay?
Huh? Yeah. Are you afraid of anything?
Intimacy.
Anything more you want to tell me?
No.
Okay, thanks. You've been a big help.
Well, I'm also deathly afraid of flying.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, how do you overcome it?
Tranquilizers.
You're kidding. You have any?
No. You have a rehearsal with Carol in 3 minutes.
Oh, come on. What were they? Xanaxes?
No.
Valiums?
No.
Halcyons?
2 minutes with Carol.
Were they lewds, sopers? What were they?
Now you got one.
Were they reds?
Okay, everybody, once more from the top, please. Let's start with Larry's entrance. And...
Me, Tarzan. You, Jane.
That's Ms. Jane to you. Your line, Larry.
I'm sorry.
You okay?
Where?
Here.
Yeah, I'm okay. Just have some other things on my mind. Okay.
You want to go back?
No. Let's go. Can I have the coconut? Let's go where we were. Would you like some coconut juice?
Let's see how that would sound in character.
Would you like some coconut? Boom, pubic hair on my coconut.
That's it, that's it. Sexual harassment. Where's my lawyer?
Nairobi and Myers, on behalf of my client, we are filing charges of sexual misconduct against you. This is a restraining order. You shall not come within 500 yards of my client.
I don't know where we are.
Hey, are we doing this sketch before the spiders or after?
I don't know.
Oh, God, I just saw them. Backstage. The spiders. They're huge. They look like big hairy potatoes with legs in them. I'm going to have dreams.
Excuse me one second, huh?
Hilarious so far.
Carol said that the spiders are the size of fucking potatoes.
I'm sure Carol never used the word fucking.
Hardy, I'm no good at slapstick comedy to begin with.
You're brilliant. Did you hear me laughing?
No, I did not hear you laughing. And I'm so concerned about these spiders, I can't concentrate. I'm all over the place.
I can understand that. My kids always love roller coasters, but I'd never get on
one. They're roller coasters.
Well, call it what you like, but I'd never get on a damn thing.
God, what if the guy is all over the place? I don't know what he's doing. His timing's a mess.
He has no time. Place yet.
No. Gee, God. That voice. Did you hear that Tarzan voice? What was that?
I think he's trying out a new Lebanese thing. You want out of this? You want to get out of this? Want me to try to get you out of this?
They'll give a talk show to anybody these days. Yeah.
Roller coasters.
Merry-go-round roller coaster.
You know, talking to you is like talking to you. I can't go on with this spider thing, Artie.
Listen, consider it canceled.
There must be something else we can do.
There's something else we shall do. Hank, my boy, how goes it?
Hey.
Let me guess. This is Quick Light Briquettes, is it?
Yes, it is. Fastest light in the West. Fire them up, partner.
Hank, let me bounce something off you.
How's the way?
How would you like to do the spider stunt tonight?
Are you kidding? What? The stunts are Larry's territory. Hank Kingsley shall not trespass.
There's no problem. Larry himself wants you to handle this stunt.
He said this?
Just moments ago.
Could you...
Thank you, Kevin.
This isn't happening because Larry knows I'm unhappy, is it?
You're unhappy?
Oh, no, not at all. I'm always looking for opportunities to showcase my versatility. Not that I've made a stink about it, because I am not a squeaky wheel. You know that.
It has nothing to do with you, Hank. Larry's decision was motivated purely by other factors.
I hear you. Well, I am very happy to do this. I'm very happy to do this.
Good. Okay. You're pleased. I'm pleased. Larry will be very pleased. Thanks, pal.
Oh, thank you. Arthur? The hat?
Carol wants to cancel the sketch.
Why?
Because she thinks it sucks.
She's right. Cancel it.
Okay.
Between you and me, I'm relieved. I didn't even... I thought I looked like an idiot in that loincloth.
Between you and me, I think I saw your balls at one point.
That's the only laugh I got, I think. I'm not good at that broad physical comedy at all.
Oh, you're great.
No, I'm not. Carol, she's good.
Yeah, she's a pro.
Artie? Did you really see my balls?
Excuse me, Larry. Hank would like to speak with you.
Oh, for God's sakes. Hank, come in.
Oh, I'm sorry. If you and Darlene are talking, I can always come back.
I am not talking to her. Come in.
Darlene?
Tell him why you were here.
I don't remember.
What can I do for you?
Well, I just wanted to stop by, and I... What is this?
That's my cup from the hockey segment.
I just want to stop by and thank you for your trust and your confidence and giving a pal his moment in the sun, and I'm not going to let you down.
Hank, you shouldn't be thanking me.
No, I have got to thank you. It comes from here. My heart.
In all honesty.
Honesty? Honesty? Hey, that's what I'm about.
The reason that I want you to do this instead of me, Hank, is because I'm afraid of you not getting to do enough on the show and you not getting to express your unique creativity and flair. A little uncomfortable right now, but...
My God. You're a good man. Come on. Come on.
Hank, please. Hank, please.
Could you take your top off? I'm begging you. Could you take your top off, please?
She wants both of us.
That's tremendous.
She wants to come in her.
Hey, now.
Hey, now. Listen. Thought I should tell you guys. I'm doing the spider thing tonight. Anyway, I know we got a show in about an hour, but if you've written some funny stuff for Larry with the spiders... Well, maybe you could put a different crank on it. Make it more my style.
Oh well, yeah, we'll get right on that.
Commissary,
what's the soup today?
Pink chowder.
But what we would do is we would take your hand and we'd roll up your sleeve and we'd place them on your arm.
Okay, and the trick is...
There's no trick. Just try to hold your arm still and not make any sudden movements.
And I won't get bitten.
I carry a spider anti-venom kit on my person at all times.
Where's that?
Well, I didn't bring it with me today.
That's not a...
No, it's... Don't worry.
What is that?
It's a burn. I burned myself in the iron.
I'm not going to get bitten.
Absolutely not. But if you should get bitten, they'll only hurt for a second unless you're allergic to spider bites.
Okay, so how would I know if I were allergic?
Well, you'd go to a doctor and have yourself checked.
And if I were allergic, let's say, what could happen? Oh, my.
So was I wrong? I mean, Hank really wanted to do the spider thing. What am I going to say to him? No, no, you're not good enough. No, I'm better at it than you. Exactly. You know, the audience would rather see me do it, I think, wouldn't they? I hear you. It's a very tough decision. Very tough. It's not easy being on this side of the cue cards. I'll show you. Look, how's this feel? Before we move on to our next guest, talk to me about the signal that you used to do, or that you still
ear pulling thing
at the end of a show.
Yeah, that was a signal to my grandmother who raised me, and it meant hi, I'm fine,
right.
Your check is on the way.
And was it always the same ear?
This ear. In fact, many moons ago, some journalist measured this earlobe, and it is a quarter of an inch longer than that.
Wow. So you actually have to get earmuffs at a specialty shop. I'm delightful, aren't I?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll be right back with spider expert Steve Kutcher and Carol Burnett. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
You know, I really loved rehearsing that sketch. I'm sorry we couldn't get squeeze it in.
You're wonderful at physical comedy.
Oh, you know, I love doing broad physical comedy.
Well, you're great at it.
You are great. I wish we could have done it.
Me too.
Maybe you'll come back another time. Maybe we can do it.
Well, I'll have to check my schedule.
Sure. We'll try and work it in.
But if we do it, maybe you could talk to costumes about getting you a longer loincloth. I saw your balls.
What?
I saw your balls.
Hank, are you all right? A little mop-up.
Listen, this Steve, this spider guy, please. This spider guy, is he on the up and up?
Don't worry about it, Hank. The spiders are real.
I mean, he had some concern about an allergic reaction.
Welcome back. We're back with my next guest was the chief spider wrangler for the movie Arachnophobia. He's brought some friends along with him. Please welcome spider expert Steve Kutcher. Steve Kutcher. Well, Steve, I see you brought your lunch with you. So, Steve, nice to see you.
Hi.
And I didn't... see the movie, but these are tarantulas, are they?
Yeah, these are some of my tarantulas that I used in Arachnophobia. And
where do they come from?
Well, they're found in the tropical regions and desert regions
of
the
world. Well, you're wrong right there. They're clearly found in plastic boxes.
I see. I brought some of my special, the best spiders I have.
Well,
here.
Let's... take a look and see what you got.
Would you mind if I opened up the lid on this one?
No, I have never complained about anyone opening up a lid of anything. What can we do with one here?
Well, I can actually demonstrate how you can control them crawling up a person's arm.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Now, when you say a person, you mean they're in a human being.
Right, like you.
Wrong. You mean like Hank? We could put that thing on Hank.
Wrong.
Well, come on. Don't you folks want to see Hank put that on his...
Now, tell the truth. Wouldn't you rather see Larry?
Yeah! Well...
or two chicken, I'll do it.
All right, then. Yeah, I am not a chicken. I will go ahead and I will put the spider on my what do I do here?
Maybe you could take off your jacket and come up. Maybe Carol, would you like to?
All right. And Carol, you thought I was...
I thought you were Yeller.
And you were mistaken.
Now, if you can hold your...
Okay.
If you can hold your arm out like this, you can do it. Can you do it, audience?
I can do this. All right. Here we go. Which movies was he in? All right. Now, okay. Why don't you... I am going to look this way.
Okay.
And you go ahead, and will I feel the...
No.
Oh, my God. Are you going to put this on me?
Yes.
Hello.
You can feel it. It's very light, and it's moving along your arm.
Okay. And I can barely... This is not so bad. I can barely feel...
Make him go up your arm.
Is he crawling on me?
He's crawling.
Uh-huh.
You can walk.
That is not... Ah! Oh, my God. Oh, Carol, I'm going on your shoulder.
It was great, Larry.
We killed $75,000 worth of spiders.
We'll get $100,000 worth of laughs.
Oh, please.
Well, look at it this way. You finally got a chance to do a sketch with the great Carol Burnett.
It wasn't a sketch. It was a massive spastic fuck-up.
Oh, tomato, tomato. It was broad physical comedy. It made the Ed Ames tomahawk throw look like a big piece of shit.
Really? Well, I did overcome my fear, didn't I?
Yes, for a second, until you flung that poor creature to a fiery death.
But in a funny way.
100 times, yes.
Good show.
Hank, sorry.
Oh, no, no, the spider guy said it's a mild allergic reaction, should run its course in about a week's time, and it's hardly noticeable.
Hey, Hank?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Huge laughs, Hank! Huge laughs, Larry. Huge.
Yeah. There were some huge laughs right there, Artie. Want to watch the tape again?
Attaboy.
What?
Let's go.